Yes, come in, come in. Oh, it's so nice to finally meet you. I have read so much about you and, well, taken a look at your resume, of course, and, well, aren't you just... Oh, what a gorgeous young woman you are, you know that? Oh, I'm sorry, how unprofessional of me. So let's have a very frank discussion today, shall we? There's no sense wasting either of our times if you're not going to be the right fit for this position. So let me just confirm a few of these details. Now, Miss, you are about to graduate from Columbia, is that correct? Oh, my. You must be whip smart. And your family doesn't come from wealth, correct? Oh, no need to turn all red. I've done my research, or at least my assistant has. I know that you don't come from wealth. And Columbia's not exactly a cheap school to attend, so how have you managed to pay for it? Oh, well, of course it's none of my business, but if you're going to be my employee for the summer, then I think I deserve some answers. Loans. That's what I thought. Many, many loans, correct? You must have at least, oh, I don't know, 110, 120,000 in loans now? Is that correct? Somewhere around there? I know, you're very flustered at the moment. Listen, I'm bringing this all up because I want to offer you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. What if, at the end of this summer, you could walk away debt-free from your Columbia education? That's right. I would pay every last dime of your student loans. You would begin your career scot-free. Without a care in the world. You can take any position. You can go, I don't know, deworm orphans in Somalia, if that's what you're interested in. Okay, maybe not that then. But you do see the appeal. Do you not? Ah, yes. Now we're getting somewhere. I want to be frank and honest with each other. I think that's the only way this is going to work. So, Miss, are you interested in hearing what the town eccentric will require of you? To pay off your entire student loan debt? I thought that might grab your attention. You see, I'm not just the town eccentric. I'm, well, obviously quite wealthy, darling. I mean, I don't like to talk about these things. Who does? But I'm a woman of some, how can you put this, specific interests. Quite. Specific. And in order to engage in those interests, I need the assistance of someone as smart and talented and educated and gorgeous as yourself. Now, if at any point you decide that you want to hear no more and that this is not an arrangement that you could deal with, then all you have to do is sign the non-disclosure agreement and go ahead and leave. But if you are interested in hearing more, then let's proceed. Okay. So, just as a matter of precaution, I need to ask you a few more questions. Are you a virgin? Oh, please, miss. You don't think that this is the kind of position where you're going to be, I don't know, filing things for me, correct? Obviously, if I'm willing to pay more than $100,000 for your services for a few months, there's going to be some unusual requests. Do you follow? So, first question, are you a virgin? No. Okay, I wasn't expecting that. Let's see. Do you have any STDs? Oh, please. This is 2020, is it not? Don't tell me you haven't been tested. Okay, that's good to know. Excellent, excellent. You're in fine health, correct? Mm-hmm. And do you have any particular sexual hang-ups I should know about? Nothing in particular that you can think of at the moment. Well, that sounds promising, I think. So let me get this straight. You're sexually experienced, but disease-free. Let's see, are you on birth control? Ah, yes, so you have an IUD. Excellent. This is going to make things so much simpler. Now, would you strip for me right now? Please, miss, let's not waste either of our times. You're plenty gorgeous on paper, but I want to see the full Monty, if you will. And I think for $120,000, I can have it. Oh, come on, you're not some sort of prude, are you? If you are, this is really not going to work. Oh, did I make you a little mad there? Yes, just strip down. You can keep your underwear on if you like. Not the bra, but you can keep your underwear on, for now, if you must. Let's see. Well, you're quite thin. A little on the petite side for my liking. Hardly any breasts to speak of, but some very responsive nipples, I see. Quite the taut stomach. I am impressed. You must work out. But not too much. I mean, look at your slim figure. No muscles there. And no muscles there, but plenty of round curves in the back. I like that. And, oh, are you really not going to let me see the full you? Come now. Why don't you have a seat on this desk? Mm-hmm. And go ahead and open up your legs. Let me see you through your panties. I see. Oh, surprising. I would have thought a tiny little wisp of a thing like you would have one of those, well, teensy little button vaginas. Oh, I know what the proper word is, vulva. But you've got some delicious looking lips. I can see them. Are you getting a little damp there in your panties? Oh, this is going to be fun. And are you able to reach orgasm successfully most of the time? Depends on your partner. Of course, darling, doesn't it always? Why don't you slide a finger inside that pussy of yours? Let's see how much this conversation is turning you on. It's really going to be the true indicator of whether or not this relationship will work. That's right. I'm asking you to masturbate for me. Right here, on my desk, legs spread wide. You can even rest your feet on either side of my chair if you like. Give me the best view possible. And I want you to slide those fingers inside that cunt of yours while I mention some of the activities I'd like us to participate in this summer. Now, there's nothing I love more than using and abusing in a consensual way. Of course, the young, lithe body of a beautiful woman, such as yourself. Every year for the past 5 years, I've spent my summer months corrupting, tasting, toying with, exploiting, humiliating, bringing utmost pleasure to, and occasionally some pain, to one young woman each summer. She's usually very appreciative. Do you think that could be you? Let me ask you a few more questions while you slide a second finger inside yourself. Look me in the eyes. Will you live with me for the summer? Will you let me touch you and use your body in any way that I see fit that does not do permanent damage to you? Including having sex with me and with whomever I may want you to have sex with proper care for your health and safety, of course. I never want to damage a toy. I see. And you'll allow me to use all manner of toys and restraints and such. Oh, I saw something flash in your eyes there. And would you be willing to submit to me? Bring me pleasure whenever I ask. Service me as I need to be serviced. Oh, your breath is quickening, girl. I think you like the idea of giving up your summer to be my plaything. Are you excited? Do you think you can agree to this? It's just 3 months. A year's worth salary each month. No more student loans. Freedom. And of course, sexual adventures beyond anything you've ever known. Do you want to come for me? Do you want to belong to me this summer? Tell me, girl. Yes, that's it. Come for me. Come for me like you will so many times this summer. That's it. Come for your mistress. Very good. Now, stand up, pull those panties down, and bend over. I want to taste the mess you've just made. Sweet. And delicious as I thought it would be. So, would you like the position?